शौनक उवाच निर्गते नारदे सूत भगवान् बादरायणः श्रुतवांस्तदभिप्रेतम् ततः किम् अकरोद् विभुः। ऋषि शौनक आस्क्ड, ओ सूत, द ग्रेट एंड ट्रांसेंडेंटली पावरफुल व्यासदेव हर्ड एवरीथिंग फ्रॉम श्री नारद मुनि, सो आफ्टर नारदास डिपार्चर व्हाट डिड व्यासदेव डू? सूत उवाच ब्रह्मनद्यां सरस्वत्यां आश्रमः पश्चिमे तटे शम्या प्रास इति प्रोक्त ऋषीणां सत्रवर्धनः। श्री सूत सेड, ऑन द वेस्टर्न बैंक ऑफ द रिवर सरस्वती विच इज इंटीमेटली रिलेटेड विद द वेदास देयर इज अ कॉटेज फॉर मेडिटेशन at Shamya Prasa, which enlivens the transcendental activities of the sages. Tasmin swashrame vyaso badari shandamandite asino pavupasprishya pranidadhyau manasvayam. In that place, Srila Vyasadeva, in his own ashrama, which was surrounded by berry trees, sat down to meditate after touching water for purification. Bhakti yogena manase samyak pranihite amale apashyat purusham purnam mayam chadat apashrayam. Thus he fixed his mind, perfectly engaging it by linking it in devotional service, bhakti yoga, without any tinge of materialism, and thus he saw the absolute personality of Godhead along with his external energy, which was fully under control.
Yaya sammohito jiva atmanam trigunatmakam paropi manutenartham तत्कृतं चाभिपद्यते।
Due to this external energy, the living entity, although transcendental to the three modes of material nature, thinks of himself as a material product and thus undergoes the reactions of material miseries.
अनर्थोपशमं साक्षात् भक्ति योगम मधोक्षजे लोकस्य जानतो विद्वांस चक्रे सात्पत संहितां।
The material miseries of the living entity, which are superfluous to him, can be directly mitigated by the linking process of devotional service. But the mass of people do not know this, and therefore the learned Vyasadeva compiled this Vedic literature, which is in relation to the supreme truth.
Yasyam vaishruyamanayam krishne paramapuruṣe bhaktir utpatyate pumsah shoka moha bhayapah.
Simply by giving oral reception to this Vedic literature, the feeling for loving devotional service to Lord Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, sprouts up at once to extinguish the fire of lamentation, illusion and fearfulness.
Sa samhitam bhagavatim kritva nukramya chatmajam shukam adhyapayamasa निवृत्ति निरतम मुनि।
द ग्रेट सेज व्यासदेवा, आफ्टर कंपाइलिंग द श्रीमद् भागवतम एंड रिवाइजिंग इट, टॉट इट टू हिज ओन सन श्री शुकदेव गोस्वामी, हु वॉज ऑलरेडी एंगेज इन सेल्फ रियलाइजेशन।
शौनक उवाच स वै निवृत्ति निरतः सर्वत्रोपेक्षको मुनि कस्य वा बृहतीमेताम् आत्मा रामः समभ्यसत।
श्री शौनक आस्क्ड सूत गोस्वामी, श्री शुकदेव गोस्वामी वॉज ऑलरेडी ऑन द पाथ ऑफ सेल्फ रियलाइजेशन एंड दस ही वॉज प्लीज्ड विथ हिज ओन सेल्फ, सो व्हाई डिड ही टेक द ट्रबल टू अंडरगो द स्टडी ऑफ सच अ वास्ट लिटरेचर।
सूत उवाच आत्मा रामश्च मुनयो निर्ग्रन्था अप्युरुक्रमे कुर्वन्त्यहैतुकीं भक्तिम् इत्थं भूतगुणो हरिः।
All different varieties of Atma Ramas, those who take pleasure in Atma or spirit self, especially those established on the path of self-realization, though freed from all kinds of material bondage, desire to render unalloyed devotional service unto the personality of Godhead. This means that the Lord possesses transcendental qualities and therefore can attract everyone, including liberated souls.
Hare Gunakshiptamatir Bhagavan Badarayanihi Adhyagan Mahadakhyanam Nityam Vishnu Janapriyah.
Srila Shukadev Goswami, son of Srila Vyasadeva, was not only transcendentally powerful, he was also very dear to the devotees of the Lord. Thus, he underwent the study of this great narration, Srimad Bhagavatam.
Parikshitotha Rajarsher Janma Karma Vilapanam Samstham Cha Panduputranam Bakshye Krishna Kathodayam.
Sudha Goswami thus addressed the rishis headed by Shaunaka. Now I shall begin the transcendental narration of the Lord Sri Krishna and topics of the birth, activities and deliverance of King Parikshit, the sage amongst kings, as well as topics of the renunciation of the worldly order by the sons of Pandu.
Yadamrute Kaurava Srinjayanam Bireshmato Viragatim Gateshu Vrukodara Vidha Gadabhimarsha Bhagnorudande Dhritarashtraputre Bhattuh Priyam Draunir Itisma Pashyam Krishna Sutanam Svapatam Shiramsi Upaharad Vipriyam Yevatasya Jigupsitam Karma Vigarhayanti.
Then the respective warriors of both camps, namely the Kauravas and the Pandavas, were killed on the battlefield of Kurukshetra, and the dead warriors obtained their deserved destinations. And when the son of Dhritarashtra fell down lamenting, his spine broken, being beaten by the club of Bhimasena, the son of Dronacharya, Ashwatthama beheaded the five sleeping sons of Draupadi and delivered them as a prize to his master, foolishly thinking that he would be pleased. Duryodhana, however, disapproved of the heinous act, and he was not pleased in the least.
Mata Shishonam Nidhanam Sutanam Nishamya Ghoram Paritapyamana Tadarudad Vashpakalakulakshi Tam Santvayan Ah Kiritamali.
Draupadi, the mother of the five children of the Pandavas, after hearing of the massacre of her children, began to cry in distress with eyes full of tears. Trying to pacify her in her great loss, Arjuna spoke to her thus.
Tadashuchaste pramrujami bhadre yad brahma bandho shiratatayinah gandiva muktair vishikairupahare vakram yayat snasyasi dagdha putra.
O gentle lady, when I present you with the head of that Brahmana, after beheading him with arrows from my Gandiva bow, I shall then wipe the tears from your eyes and pacify you. Then, after burning your son's body, you can take your bath standing on his head.
Iti priyam valgu vichitra jalpaihi ससांत्वयित्वाच्युतमित्रसूतः अन्वाद्रवद्दंशित उग्रधन्वा कपिध्वजो गुरुपुत्रं रथेन.
Arjuna, who is guided by the infallible Lord as friend and driver, thus satisfied the dear lady by such statements. Then he dressed in armor and armed himself with furious weapons, and getting into his chariot, he set out to follow Ashwatthama, the son of his martial teacher.
Tam apatam tam savilakshya durat kumaraho dvijna manarathena paradravat prana paripsururvyam yavad gamam rudra bhayad yathakah.
Ashwatthama, the murderer of the princess, seeing from a great distance Arjuna coming at him with great speed, fled in his chariot, panic-stricken, just to save his life, as Brahma fled in fear from Shiva.
यदा शरणमात्मानम् ऐक्षत श्रान्तवाजिनम् अस्त्रं ब्रह्मशिरोमेने आत्मत्राणं निद्विजात्मजः.
When the son of the Brahmana, Ashwatthama, saw that his horses were tired, he considered that there was no alternative for protection outside of his using the ultimate weapon, the Brahmastra, nuclear weapon.
Athopasprishya salilam sandhe tat samahitah ajananapi samharam pranakritra upasthite.
Since his life was in danger, he touched water in sanctity and concentrated upon the chanting of the hymns for throwing nuclear weapons, although he did not know how to withdraw such weapons.
Satah pradushkritam tejah prachandam sarvato disham pranapadam abhipreksya vishnum jishnur uvachah.
Thereupon, a glaring light spread in all directions. It was so fierce that Arjuna thought his own life in danger, and so he began to address Lord Sri Krishna.
Arjuna uvacha Krishna Krishna Mahabaho Bhaktanam Abhayankara Tvameko dahyamananam apavargosi samsritehe.
Arjuna said, O my Lord Shri Krishna, you are the almighty personality of Godhead. There is no limit to your different energies. Therefore, only you are competent to instill fearlessness in the hearts of your devotees. Everyone in the flames of material miseries can find the path of liberation in you only.
Vamadya Purusha Sakshad Ishvarah Prakriti Parah Mayam Yudasya Chikshatya Kaivalye Sita Atmani.
You are the original personality of Godhead, who expands himself all over the creations and is transcendental to material energy. You have cast away the effects of the material energy by dint of your spiritual potency. You are always situated in eternal bliss and transcendental knowledge.
Sayeva jiva lokasya maya mohita cetasah vidatse svena vidyena shreyo dharmadi lakshanam.
And yet, though you are beyond the purview of the material energy, you execute the four principles of liberation characterized by religion and so on for the ultimate good of the conditioned souls.
Tathayam chavataraste bhuvo bharajihishaya svanam chananya bhavanam anudhyanaya chasakrit.
Thus you descend as an incarnation to remove the burden of the world and to benefit your friends, especially those who are your exclusive devotees and are wrapped in meditation upon you.
Kimidam svidkuto vete deva deva navidnyaham sarvato mukhamayati tejah paramadarunam.
O Lord of Lords, how is it that this dangerous effulgence is spreading all around? Where does it come from? I do not understand it.
Shri Bhagavanu Vacha Vetedam Drona Putrasya Brahmam Astram Pradarshitam Naivasau Veda Samharam Pranabadha Upasthite.
The Supreme Personality of Godhead said, "Know from me that this is the act of the son of Drona. He has thrown the hymns of nuclear energy, Brahmastra, and he does not know how to retract the glare. He has helplessly done this, being afraid of imminent death."
Na yasya anyatamam kinchet astram pratyavakarshanam jasyastra teja unnadham astragyo yastra tejasa.
O Arjuna, only another Brahmastra can counteract this weapon. Since you are expert in the military science, subdue this weapon's glare with the power of your own weapon.
Suta uvacha shrutva bhagavata proktam valguna paraviraha sprishtvapastam parikramya brahman brahmastram sandade.
Sri Suta Goswami said, hearing this from the personality of Godhead, Arjuna touched water for purification, and after circumambulating Lord Shri Krishna, he cast his Brahmastra weapon to counteract the other one.
Samhatya anyonyam ubhayor tejasi sarasamrite avritya rodasi khamcha vavridhate arkavasmivat.
Then the rays of the two Brahmastras combined. A great circle of fire, like the disk of the sun, covered all outer space and the whole firmament of planets.
Drishtvastratejastutayos Trilokan pradaham mahat Daityamanah prajah sarvah Sambartakam amamsata.
All the population of the three worlds was caught by the combined heat of the weapons. Everyone was reminded of the Samavartaka fire, which takes place at the time of annihilation.
Prajopadravamalakshya lokavyatikaram chatam matam cha vasudevasya sanjaharajunodvayam.
Thus, seeing the disturbance of the general populace and the imminent destruction of the planets, Arjuna at once retracted both Brahmastra weapons as Lord Sri Krishna desired.
Tata asadhya tarasa darunam gautami sutam babandhamarshatam rakshah pashumbrashanayayatha.
Arjuna, his eyes blazing in anger like two red balls of copper, dexterously arrested the son of Gautami and bound him with ropes like an animal.
Shibirayanini shantam rajva badvari pumbalat prahajunam prakupito bhagavan ambuje.
After binding Ashwatthama, Arjuna wanted to take him to the military camp. The personality of Godhead Sri Krishna, looking on with his lotus eyes, spoke to angry Arjuna.
Mainam partharhasi tratum brahma bandhum imam jahi yosavanagasasuktan avadhin nishipalakan.
Lord Sri Krishna said, O Arjuna, you should not show mercy by releasing this relative of a Brahmana, Brahma Bandhu, for he has killed innocent boys in their sleep.
Mattam pramattam unmattam suktam balam striyam jadam prapannam piratam bhitam naripumhanti dharmavit.
A person who knows the principles of religion does not kill an enemy who is careless, intoxicated, insane, asleep, afraid, or devoid of his chariot. Nor does he kill a boy, a woman, a foolish creature, or a surrendered soul.
Svapranaya parapranaihi prapushnati agrana khalaha tadvadhastasya hi shreyo yaddoshad yattadah puman.
A cruel and wretched person who maintains his existence at the cost of others' lives deserves to be killed for his own well-being. Otherwise, he will go down by his own actions.
Pratishrutam cha bhavata panchalyai shrunvato mama aharishye shirastasya yaste manini putraha.
Furthermore, I have personally heard you promise Draupadi that you would bring forth the head of the killer of her sons.
Tadasau vadhyatam papa atattayatma bandhuha bhartuscha vipriyam vira kritavan kulapamsanah.
This man is an assassin and murderer of your own family members. Not only that, but he has also dissatisfied his master. He is but the burnt remnants of his family. Kill him immediately.
Suta uvacha evam parikshata dharmam parthah krishnena choditah naichadhantum gurusutam yadyapyatmahanam mahan.
Suta Goswami said, although Krishna, who was examining Arjuna in religion, encouraged Arjuna to kill the son of Dronacharya, Arjuna, a great soul, did not like the idea of killing him, although Ashwatthama was a heinous murderer of Arjuna's family members.
Atho petya swashibiram Govinda priya sarathihi nyavedayat tam priyayai shochantya atmajanhatan.
After reaching his own camp, Arjuna, along with his dear friend and charioteer, Sri Krishna, entrusted the murderer unto his dear wife, who was lamenting for her murdered sons.
तथा हृतं पशुवत् पाशबद्धं अवान्मुखं कर्मजुगुप्सितेन निरीक्ष्य कृष्णापकृतं गुरोसुतं वामस्वभावा कृपयाननाम च.
श्री सूत गोस्वामी सेड, द्रौपदी देन सॉ अश्वत्थामा, who was bound with ropes like an animal and silent for having enacted the most inglorious murder. Due to her female nature and due to her being naturally good and well behaved, she showed him due respect as a brahmana.
Uvachacha sahantyasya बंधनानयनं सति मुच्यतां मुच्यतामीश ब्राह्मणो नितरां गुरुः.
She could not tolerate Ashwatthama's being bound by ropes, and being a devoted lady, she said, release him, for he is a brahmana, our spiritual master.
Sarahasyo dhanurvedah savisarga upashamyamah astra gramascha bhavata shikshito yad anugrahat.
It was by Dronacharya's mercy that you learned the military art of throwing arrows and the confidential art of controlling weapons.
Sayesha Bhagavan Dronah Prajarupena Vartate Tasyatmanodham Patnyaste Nanvagad Virasuh Kriti.
He, Dronacharya, is certainly still existing, being represented by his son. His wife Kripi did not undergo a sati with him because she had a son.
Tad dharmagnya mahabhaga bhavadbhir gauravam kulam vrijinam narhati praptum pujyam vandyam abhikshnashah.
O most fortunate one who knows the principles of religion, it is not good for you to cause grief to glorious family members who are always respectable and worshipful.
Marodidasya janani गौतमी पति देवता यथाहं मृतवत्साता रोदिमि अश्रुमुखी मुहुः.
My lord, do not make the wife of Dronacharya cry like me. I am aggrieved for the death of my sons. She need not cry constantly like me.
Yaihi kopitam brahmakulam rajan yair aditatmabhihi tatkulam pradahatyashu sanubandham shucharpitam.
If the kingly administrative order, being unrestricted in sense control, offends the Brahmana order and enrages them, then the fire of that rage burns up the whole body of the royal family and brings grief upon all.
Suta uvacha garmyam nyayam sakarunam nirvyalikam samam mahat raja dharmasuto rajnyah pratyanandadvacho dvijah.
Suta Goswami said, O Brahmanas, King Yudhishthir fully supported the statements of the queen, which were in accordance with the principles of religion and were justified, glorious, full of mercy and equity and without duplicity.
Nakulah sahadevascha yuyudhano dhananjayah bhagavan devaki putro nityanyeyascha yoshitah.
Nakula and Sahadeva, the younger brothers of the king, and also Satyaki, Arjuna, the personality of Godhead Lord Krishna, son of Devaki, and the ladies and others all unanimously agreed with the king.
Tatraha marshito bhimas tasya shreyan vadhasmritah na bhartur natmanaschathe yohan suktan shishun vritha.
Bhima, however, disagreed with them and recommended killing this culprit who, in an angry mood, had murdered sleeping children for no purpose and for neither his nor his master's interest.
Nishamya bhima gaditam draupadyascha chaturbhujah alokya vadanam sakhyur idamah hasaniva.
Chaturbhuja, the four-armed one, or the personality of Godhead, after hearing the words of Bhima, Draupadi and others, saw the face of his dear friend Arjuna and began to speak as if smiling.
Shri Bhagavan Uvacha Brahma Bandhur Nahantavya Atatayi Vadharhanah Mayaivo Bhayam Mamnatam Paripahi Anushasanam Kuru Pratishrutam Satyam Yattat Shantam Yata Priyam Priyam Tabhima Senasya Panchalya Mahyamivacha.
The personality of Godhead Sri Krishna said, a friend of a Brahmana is not to be killed, but if he is an aggressor, he must be killed. All these rulings are in the scriptures and you should act accordingly. You have to fulfill your promise to your wife and you must also act to the satisfaction of Bhimasena and me.
Suta uvacha अर्जुनः सहसाज्ञाय हरे हातं मथासिना मणिं जहारमूर्धन्यं विजस्य सहमूर्धजम्।
Just then, Arjuna could understand the motive of the Lord by his equivocal orders, and thus with his sword he severed both hair and jewels from the head of Ashwatthama.
Vimuchya rashanabaddham balahattahata prabham tejasamani nahinam shibiran nirayapayat.
He, Ashwatthama, had already lost his bodily luster due to infanticide, and now, moreover, having lost the jewel from his head, he lost even more strength. Thus he was unbound and driven out of the camp.
Vapanam dravinadanam sthananiryapanam tatha एष हि ब्रह्मबन्धूनां वधोन्नान्योऽस्ति दैहिकः।
Cutting the hair from his head, depriving him of his wealth, and driving him from his residence are the prescribed punishments for the relative of a Brahmana. There is no injunction for killing the body.
पुत्रशोकातुराः सर्वे पाण्डवाः सह कृष्णया स्वानामृतानां यत्कृत्यं चक्रुर्निर्हरणादिकम्।
Thereafter, the sons of Pandu and Draupadi, overwhelmed with grief, performed the proper rituals for the dead bodies of their relatives.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama,